a global recession.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Leaders from all over the world are meeting in Italy today for the Group of Eight Summit. The global economy is the topic du jour. Some G8 leaders are calling for a stop to all the stimulus. $2 trillion has been pumped into the global economy since the recession began. But President Obama told the G8 this morning that we should remain open to using more stimulus money. In spite of global troubles, the markets are having a pretty good morning. London's FTSE is up 0.7%. Germany's DAX is up 1.25%. Paris's CAC 40 is up 0.8%. U.S. markets were mixed yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.2%. The NASDAQ was flat. The S&P 500 was down slightly. The price of oil is up a bit today. Crude had been in something of a free fall. It's down 15% from last week, but we're still well above the lows of recent months. That jump in price evidently has had a lot to do with speculators. Marketplace's Bob Moon has more.
Oil price speculators don't just pump money out of our wallets. They've apparently been skimming profits off the big oil companies, too. Industry analyst Stephen Shork says gas and diesel prices don't follow oil in lockstep, especially if drivers and factories aren't buying.
Prices there are more linked to actual supply-demand cost drivers in the market, whereas the crude oil market tends to be more susceptible to speculative runs. And that's exactly what we saw at the beginning of this year, is that speculative run, and hence we've got the tightness in the margins.
Shork explains that's what's crimping quarterly profits, the difference between the price they have to pay for crude going in and what they're able to charge for the refined product going out. This summer's rising pump prices didn't make up for the difference. Only a year ago, the oil companies could still bank huge profits selling crude, but now Shork says all sides of their operations are hurting.
Bottom line, this is going to be a very ugly year for the oil business. We're not going to hear anything about windfall profits.
Of course, on the heels of their biggest profits in history, they're not likely to find many wells of sympathy. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
I have to say, it's a pretty interesting time to be living in California. You've probably heard the state is now issuing IOUs, about $3 billion worth this month. The Golden State says they're as good as cash. And, you think they might take an IOU from me next tax season? Probably not. And that's what some of the country's biggest banks are saying, too. Starting tomorrow, many financial institutions say they are going to stop taking California's IOUs. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
The banks include big names like J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup, all recipients of multi-billion-dollar federal bailouts. The move could leave businesses and families in the lurch. As lawmakers haggle over the budget, California is using the IOUs to pay private contractors, local governments, and people getting tax refunds. The IOUs carry an annual interest rate of 3.75% and would be paid out in October. Until now, banks have been willing to exchange them for cash. In essence, the banks are offering an emergency loan to the state. Banks say if they bolt, that would force California to get its fiscal act together. But it would also leave Californians fewer ways to cash out their IOUs. People would likely resort to other venues, like online sites that would pay less than face value. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
We got word earlier this week about the possibility of yet another stimulus package from Washington. Marketplace's economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us. Chris, $787 billion evidently wasn't enough. Why do we need more stimulus?
The job market continues to deteriorate, and that is raising concerns that maybe we need to do more. Laura Tyson, who was head of the Council of Economic Advisers under President Clinton, she said we may have to think about this. Paul Krugman, a New York Times columnist, Nobel laureate, he's written, look, I know the politics are hard, but this is what we're really going to have to do. And they're all justifying it under a date. 1937?
Well, yes. I mean, people are always comparing our situation now to the Great Depression. Are we nearing that scale of government intervention?
Well, it partly depends on how you look at it. I mean, the government intervention in the 1930s was stunning. Things were going so well. They raised taxes and reduced spending. The economy was too weak, and we went back into a recession. So that's why there's a very smart group of people who are arguing we don't want a repeat of 1937. We don't want to be tightening up too early. And in fact, we may even want to be more aggressive with more fiscal stimulus.
Well, isn't there a risk with all this government money floating around in the economy that we could have really bad inflation? I mean, that seems like a reasonable worry.
Perhaps 10 years from now or 5 years from now. But right now, the bigger worry really might be deflation. I mean, forget 1937. How about Japan? You know, Japan, they flooded their system with money. They had 0% interest rates. They sort of had some fiscal stimulus, and then they do a little more fiscal stimulus, and they fell into a deflation. And essentially, Japan went nowhere for well over a decade. So that's the fear. Now, I'm a little bit of an optimist. I think you probably figured that out, right, Stacey? I mean, I am an optimist. But here's my fundamental belief. I don't think there's any stomach in Washington for another fiscal stimulus plan. I think that what the word is going to be, let's give the one that we have time to work. They only spend about 10% of the money anyway. So let's give that time. Ben Bernanke is smart. He's a student of the Great Depression. And the Fed is not going to worry that much about the exit strategy. And I think the Fed will continue to be aggressive. So that's why I'm not that worried about a repeat of 1937.
Chris Farrell is Marketplace's economics editor. Chris, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, thanks a lot. It was fun.
And it's good to be the CEO, or former CEO, even with the economy in its current conditions. The Wall Street Journal reports today Rick Wagoner, former head of General Motors, is still employed by the carmaker, even though he was ousted as GM CEO 4 months ago. Evidently, GM is still putting together his exit package. Wagner's reportedly eligible for pensions worth around $20 million. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.